Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor of the day. I want to take a look at some of the miracles that Jesus did in the Bible and see if there might be some lessons there for us. I believe that God can still do miracles today, and maybe looking at some of these miracles in Scripture would help us look forward to and understand some of the miracles that might happen today. The first one I want to look at is, I call it the big catch from Luke 5, 4 through 6. When he had finished speaking, Jesus, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Now this is at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This is when Peter gets called to be a disciple of Christ. And Jesus' miracle was something Peter and the other fishermen of the day could relate to. It caused Peter to recognize Jesus' holiness and his power. It began Peter's commitment to being Christ's disciple. So what sort of lesson can we learn from this one? Miracles are designed to further God's will. And some of the miracles that God does for us, they're relatable. We can understand them. We can relate to them. Let's look at another one. I call this the loaves and the fishes a teaching miracle. It's a common story, the feeding of the 5,000, from Mark 6, 41 and 43. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, Jesus gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. A story we've probably heard many, many times. A couple of things I want to point out here is that in this miracle, he had the disciples hand out the food to the people. And not only that, but when everybody had eaten, he had the disciples go pick up the extras, the scraps that were left over when people couldn't eat anymore. It says that they picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. Is it just a coincidence that there were 12 disciples at the same time? I don't think so. I think Jesus wanted the disciples to carry the fish and the loaves out to the people, and then to carry the leftovers back, one basket for each one of them, so that they could see the glory of God, that they could see what Jesus did with just 2 fish and 5 loaves. Jesus had them pick up the leftovers to cement his teaching. What lesson is it for us? We should learn from all God does in our lives. Look for lessons in the simplest things that God does for us. Let's look at another one. The healing of the leper. I call this a motivation-revealing miracle. From Luke 5, 12 through 13. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. The man makes a statement of faith, not even a request, just a statement of faith. And Jesus answered the unasked question, which was, "Will you heal me? Do you care about me?" Jesus answered with the miracle. The miracle answered the man's questions. What lesson can we learn from this? God's love is the origin of his miracles. His miracles are done to show his love for us. Folks, I am Pastor Bill Miller. I've been your pastor of the day. I'm from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York. It's been my pleasure to talk to you. You can reach us at church at lookingatmyredeemer.com or email me personally, Pastor Bill at myredeemer.com. God bless you.